Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB. Comes your way. Dolph Kramer is back. Ernie Acosta as well. On the other side of the glass, we're live, of course, from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses, of course, only at ShopRite. Bro, what's going on? How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Noah Syndergaard's not a Yankee yet. Oh, that's a positive.
I don't have enough. You know, like right now, I am so disgusted with everything. Let's start with, we can start with the fact that I got this bad feeling that Todd Bowles is going to be coaching the team next year.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm telling you.
He's not.
What if they win a couple more games?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't matter. First of all, I don't think they're going to win a couple more games.
But this worries me. I'm worried about
it. Don't be worried.
I am.
There's no way.
Look who the owners are.
I know, but there's no way.
Right. Yeah,
they
okay.
can't sell that. This is the same ownership.
You're right. I agree with that. It would be very difficult outside of our buddy in Alabama who wants him back. To sell that to any Jet fan, but I don't trust these people.
Here's why I actually trust them to get this right.
All right.
I don't trust them on a lot, but I trust them on
All right, go ahead.
They fired John Idzik because of public pressure.
Okay.
So you think years later, they're going to say, who cares about public pressure? We're going to give Todd Bowles an extension?
I hope you're
it's
right.
It's not happening.
I hope you're right.
Don't be worried about that.
Well,
that's not worth worrying about.
I'm worried about it. And I'm also worried about Syndergaard getting traded. Because to me, unless you're getting something obscene back for him, I mean, just for Realmuto, it's not enough. It's not enough. I'm sorry.
I agree with that statement. I agree
it is
that.
It's not enough just for JP. He's not Johnny Bench. I mean, he's a very good player. You know, let's calm down a little bit.
He's
all right?
Very, very good player. I would love JT Realmuto to be on the Mets. I still think it's very unlikely to happen. But Noah Syndergaard, to me, I'm not trading him unless, you said.
Yeah, it's got to be ridiculous.
And JT Realmuto's a nice piece in a deal.
Right.
He can't be the only piece.
You want to give me the three-way deal with the Yankees? You want to give me Giancarlo? Then I'll talk about it. And I'm sure the Yankees would do it if the Mets would take money, too.
Well, that's the biggest problem.
Well, of course.
That's it. And by the way.
I'm sure they would.
You know, one thing about the Mets and the Yankees.
And then they'd sign Bryce Harper.
Exactly. Then Brian Cashman would say Bryce Harper fits.
Right, of course.
Things would change. One thing that I think has changed, I could be wrong about this, and this isn't to say that the Yankees and the Mets are making a deal. I don't think they are going to make a deal. But I do think, I get the impression both teams are more open to making a trade.
Seems that way.
And here's my theory on why. I always thought from the Yankee end, the reason they didn't make a lot of significant trades together was George Steinbrenner. George Steinbrenner hated the Yankees. Hated the Mets, obviously.
And the Red Sox.
And the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Right, that's true too, right.
So I always thought that Brian Cashman would never make a significant deal. He made minor deals, but a significant deal with the Mets because of the wrath of George Steinbrenner. George obviously is not around anymore, and I think Brian Cashman makes his decisions. I think he is the decider now. He's the decider in chief of the New York Yankees, and I don't think he has a problem making a trade with the Mets. I have thought the last few years the Mets had a problem trading with the Yankees.
Yeah.
That Met ownership never wanted to do anything to help the Yankees. Example one, Jay Bruce a couple of years ago.
Right.
Here's why I think things are different. I believe, at least for now, Brody Van Wagenen is the decider-in-chief of the Mets.
Didn't Wilpon also, Dolph was telling me, I guess Jeff Wilpon actually went to Vegas because Van Wagenen wanted him out there. in case they got to sign off on it right away.
Right. But what does that have to
do
with
it? I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay.
So I agree with you that he's the decider.
Oh, yeah. And
I agree with that.
And I think Brody, besides opening up the checkbook for Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, I think he has convinced the Wilpons to allow him to do things that they wouldn't have done in the past, such as making a deal with the Yankees.
I do agree with that.
So 5 months ago, when we were sitting here taking endless calls about DeGrom or Syndergaard, I never thought it would happen. Not that I think it's going to happen now, but I do think there's a better chance of it happening now.
Yeah. I think anything's possible with this guy. I mean, he seems to be, open to anything.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, from that aspect, you know.
And that's why I wouldn't get worried about rumors. Because until something happens, that's all they are.
And we've heard many, and how many times over the years, and you know this, this guy's going here, there's no doubt he's going here, he's going here, he's going here, and he doesn't go there.
No, of course
not.
We've
heard that, over and over again.
We have no idea. And I think one thing Brody is showing you is that he is trying his darndest to get JT Realmuto. He's talking about trading Nimmo, potentially Conforto, maybe Rosario, now Syndergaard. And obviously, as Met fans, we can have an opinion on what we're willing to give up. I think there are a lot of things we agree on about what we're willing to give up. There are things we don't agree about. I don't want to trade, the more I think about it, Ahmed Rosario in a trade for JT Realmuto. I don't want to trade Conforto. I am open to a deal and a package around Brandon Nimmo. Syndergaard, I need a lot back. I think we agree on that. And Realmuto, as good as he is, would not be enough.
Nope, absolutely not.
So I was thinking, what would make it enough besides Giancarlo? Because I think that is unrealistic.
Yeah.
So what would make it enough?
From the Yankees?
Yeah.
You got to give me Andujar Torres.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, then I don't have a deal. To me, it's very simple. I don't love Aaron Hicks. I know you like him, and he's also a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aaron Hicks, I think, would be probably a rental because he is a free agent at the end of the year.
And the Mets won't sign him.
I like Aaron Hicks because he's a real good defensive player. He's a switch hitter. He's athletic, and I think the guy can hit. I don't look at him as a product of Yankee Stadium and the Yankee lineup. Now, I could be proven wrong depending on if he gets moved, but I think he would be a great fit for the Mets. But you wouldn't do, let me say, Realmuto, Hicks, and Chad Green. That would not be enough for you.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No, I got to have one of those guys. I got to have, I do Giancarlo, I'd even probably throw in, Conforto in that trade.
You'd have to.
I would. And I would do that. But the Mets will never take that money back. It's never happening. So I got to have one of those guys. You got to give me Andujar or Torres or see you later.
I think it's a see you later because remember, there's a third team involved, and that's the Marlins.
Right.
And the Marlins have to get a package back.
Sure.
Now, I think that could the Marlins be okay with getting, let's say, Florial, Clark Schmidt, and Siegler, who is the first round pick the Yankees made last year? He's a catcher. Would that be enough? Probably. I mean, that's a pretty good package. You'd be getting the Yankees' top prospect in Estevao Florial. You'd be getting a big-time catching prospect who's years away and a pitching prospect. I think that's a great return from a Marlins end. And for the Yankees, here's how you convince yourself it's worth it. You're getting back Noah Syndergaard, and you're not giving up Miguel Andujar or Gleyber Torres.
Right,
I think the
problem
is that's not enough to satisfy the Mets. I think it would be enough to satisfy Miami. I don't think it's enough to satisfy the Mets. And I believe that even though you're hearing Noah shopped in a lot of places, I don't buy that Brody's looking to trade Noah Syndergaard. I think he's looking to improve this baseball team, and he realizes Noah Syndergaard may be able to get a lot back.
Well, he's floating it out there as, if it's going to be, as he continues to say, an overwhelming, ridiculous take back.
Right.
And again, Aaron Hicks, he'll be here 1 year. So I'm trading him for a guy that's going to be gone at the end of the year anyway. Am I doing that?
Well, no, you'd be doing it for Realmuto plus that.
Okay.
It's not just that on its own.
But I want, if I'm going to give up Syndergaard, I want young guys on my team who are going to be here for a while. I don't want a guy that's going to go somewhere else next year.
Probably
go back to the Yankees.
If you separate Realmuto and you just say, all right, forget the Marlins. It's now a Met-Yankee trade. Andujar's not going to be enough for Noah Syndergaard.
No, but I got to have more.
Then what?
And he's the beginning of it.
Okay, then what?
Well, now you're talking about something different now.
Okay,
you've changed the narrative.
I have. Big time.
You've changed it completely.
Well, what would be enough? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I don't know.
Andujar and what?
Yeah. Well, you're not getting Andujar and Torres. That would be all right.
No,
but you're not getting that.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
I'm not an idiot here.
Andujar, Sonny Gray, Chad Green? That's not enough.
I don't want to see Sonny Gray anywhere near the Mets.
I would take Sonny Gray.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because I don't think that coming to the Mets is going to play as big of a role in his head on the whole he can't pitch in New York thing. The Mets and Yankees are very different. He'd be in the back of the rotation for this team.
Yeah.
He came to the Yankees with a lot of hype.
Right.
The Yankees gave up three top prospects for him in the middle of a pennant race.
Okay.
I think it's completely different.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Well, I'm not bowled over.
No.
I'll tell you, I'll throw a name out there. Throw Sanchez in there. We'll talk. You want to give me Andujar and Sanchez? I'll do it.
Well, that's not happening. All right, well, and by the way,
this is what I got to get back if I'm trading Syndergaard.
No, I agree. And I'm not saying Sonny Gray would be enough. I was just merely telling you I would take Sonny Gray on the Mets. Not that that would be enough. I think Sonny Gray is worth a flyer on 1 year with the Mets. Not that Sonny Gray is going to convince me to trade Noah Syndergaard.
I can just see it now. Sonny Gray, and I'll be begging for Jason Vargas.
We don't know that. Really? You think Sonny Gray would come here and pitch to a 6.5 ERA?
I wouldn't discount it.
Well, I also wouldn't discount that he comes here and turns it around.
Yeah, all right.
Why? Because
you
he
like
sucked
him a lot
Yankees?
Better than I do.
I like him as a flyer because I don't think that coming to the Mets is the same as coming to the Yankees.
I'm telling you,
especially when you're traded in a hyped up deal.
If I'm trading Syndergaard to straight up deal to the Yankees, I got to have Andujar. I don't want Sonny Gray. You want to give me Chad Green? I tell you, he's a guy I would actually consider in that trade.
Go ahead.
Greg Bird. I would consider it. And I'm sure the Yankees would do that. I would consider it because I think the guy, maybe he just needs to get out of the Yankee Stadium situation. Get away from the Yankees, and maybe he's got something.
That's
he's still young.
Shit about Sonny Gray.
Yeah,
you
but Sonny Gray's it. I know what Sonny Gray is.
Really?
I
and you know what Greg Bird
I don't know. Well, I don't know yet. Well, I think there could be an upside for Bird.
There,
I don't see that for Gray.
Well, there has been an upside for Sonny Gray. It just was 4 years ago with the Oakland A's.
Well, okay. But I don't know about Greg Bird. I don't know that yet.
He's
had a lot of injuries. You know, maybe the guy is. I mean, the Yankees love them. There's a reason. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And I think with the
consider it. I'm not saying I'm crazy about it. I'll consider it.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to happen.
No, I hope not.
And I think that if the Mets are insistent on trying to make something work with JT or Realmuto, which is fine, keep negotiating. You never know. I would go back to just going one-on-one with Miami and not having Noah involved in the deal at all.
Done. That's a different story.
And I'll give you another reason it makes more sense in giving up Nimmo or Conforto than Noah Syndergaard. The Mets don't have a lot of pitching depth, even if they kept Noah. They don't. They have Jason Vargas as their fifth starter, and then Corey Oswalt and not much else, right? You trade Noah Syndergaard, you have to replace him. What are you replacing him with?
Obviously,
you don't want Sonny Gray as a replacement.
I understand.
So who would it be?
Yeah, well,
if you trade Nimmo in a deal, replacing him is easy. You sign Nick Markakis.
No, I'm not. That's fine.
Easy.
I got no problem with Nimmo. Nimmo for Realmuto is I'm in. I got no issue.
Nimmo plus, obviously.
Well, yeah, but I got no issue with that.
Yeah, because I just think
you said, you sign a guy like Markakis. I'm good with that.
It's easy to replace him.
Right.
It's simple.
Syndergaard, you're not replacing so easily.
No. In fact, even if they keep Syndergaard, Joe, they still have to add pitching. They don't have enough depth.
Yeah, of course.
They go what? They go four deep. Everybody's got to stay healthy, which never happens.
There's another thing.
And then it's Jason Vargas, Corey Oswalt, Chris Flexen.
Right.
What are we talking about?
You know, Lugo back in rotation.
Nah, I don't even want to do
that. But I'm just saying, but this is what your options are.
You're right. See, the Yankees at least have that. The Yankees have guys. Jonathan Loaisiga showed some promise. He's part of the depth.
Right.
Domingo Herman is a part of the depth. Jordan Montgomery coming back eventually has depth.
The Yankees showed us last year, and I know Severino, you want to look at him as an ace, but Severino had a big down period, too, the second half of the season. The Yankees have showed us that they don't need a ridiculous pitching staff to win 100 games. We saw that already. Now, did that change the playoff scenario? That's a little different about going further than that.
Right.
But to win, to be a team that's going to win 9,500 games, they can get by with a C-plus to low B starting rotation. Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah, and to prove your point, or to kind of add to your point, look at how the Red Sox won a World Series.
Right.
Chris Sale was nothing like himself.
No.
David Price didn't show up until the end of the LCS.
Until you destroyed him.
Until I sparked
on MLB Network.
Right.
And I told you, Alex Cora should he should come on our show just to thank you.
I know. Where is that, Alex?
And he really should.
I still think the Yankees are searching for that arm. And Jay Happ on a 3-year deal? I mean, it worries me a little bit, only because he's 36 years old.
Right.
I think they need to add an arm. Does it have to be a top-of-the-rotation guy? Maybe not, because Tanaka in the postseason has been at the top-of-the-rotation guy. Like, in his four playoff starts, I think it's four or five, guy's been brilliant.
No, he's been very good.
Guy's been a great postseason pitcher. And I've always said this to you about trading Andujar. If I'm the Yankees, I wouldn't trade Andujar. The only two guys that I would realistically think about moving him for are Aaron Nola and Noah Syndergaard. Aaron Nola is not available.
Yeah, young, controllable, big starting pitcher. No, of course.
Because Corey Kluber may give you two really good years. That's it. You're not getting a decade from Corey Kluber.
No.
You could get Nola or Syndergaard and get a decade out of him.
Right.
Nola's not available. The Phillies are not doing that. All right, they're going the other way. They're just trying to add by spending money. What a novel idea. if anybody would take their money, because that may be an issue, which is not my problem. Syndergaard would be a guy, if I'm the Yankees, I'd consider moving Andujar for. But I think on the other end, which is your end and my end, that's not enough.
Of course not.
And I think that's where it adds to any complication of a Yankee-Met trade going down. Now, what I think should be talked about, and I know
here's
you
the deal.
Go
I'll
ahead.
Give you the deal.
Go ahead.
Here's the deal. Here.
Go.
We'll give you Syndergaard and Conforto.
Giancarlo?
Yep. I want Giancarlo and Andujar. And the Yankees pick up at least three quarters of Giancarlo's number.
Give back Frazier. Give him back Todd Frazier.
Okay. That too. They can have him too. That I'll do it. No, I would. I'm doing it.
You know who wouldn't do it? Jeff Wilpon and Ernie Acosta.
Well.
Can I throw a simple one at you?
Yeah, okay.
All right. And I know it creates a whole pitching wise.
You don't think Jeff Wilpon would do it if the Yankees were picking up 75% of his salary?
They're not picking up 75%
of his
salary.
Well, I'm just saying, but let's say they would.
They wouldn't. I don't think it's realistic because I think if the Yankees ever move Giancarlo, it would be to free up money to sign Bryce.
Yeah.
You're not freeing up money if you're paying 75% of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, would they kick in a few million dollars? Sure, but not a significant amount. How about a smaller deal?
Go ahead.
Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
To the Yankees.
Four.
I'm afraid to say his name. You're going to bite my
head. Aaron Hicks?
Yes. Yeah, but he's a free agent.
So is I know. Wheeler. So is Wheeler.
They're both
you love
gone.
This Aaron Hicks.
Because he's good at baseball.
Yeah, right.
You don't think he's good?
I there's something about him that worries me.
What
he's going to get to the Mets, and he's going to be, at best, an average player.
Maybe.
That's my big concern with this guy.
And the concern is what with Wheeler? That he becomes Cy Young?
That he at least stays what he is.
Okay.
You know?
Well, if Hicks stays what he is, it's a
yeah. All right.
Look, the problem with that deal is it creates holes for both teams.
Yeah,
now the Yankees
both
don't
these
have
guys, right because they're going to be free agents at the end of the year anyway. These guys,
right? Well, but that's why it makes it on paper
yeah,
makes
I know.
Sense.
No, I get what you're saying.
See, it fills two needs for both teams, but then it creates a new hole. The Yankees need a center fielder, and the Mets rotation, which, like I said, doesn't have a lot of pitching depth, now has a bigger hole.
Mm.
But see, I think if the Yankees and Mets are open to making deals, maybe there is something else out there. Maybe a Steven Matz or a Zach Wheeler to the Yankees and something offensively
okay.
back to the Mets makes
well,
sense.
Well, that's a little different now.
Yeah. That could happen because if both teams are now fully open to not treating each other like they're, you know, they're arch rivals mm-hmm. when they're not
right,
arch rivals.
Right, right.
They play in different leagues.
Right.
I know it would bother Mets
here's
fans myself too if
Matz,
known as a Yankee.
Here's a trade.
Go
ahead. I'll give them Matz and Conforto for Sanchez, and then the Yankees can go turn around and make the trade to get Realmuto.
What do you think of that one?
I know I already hate. No, but I'm serious. I think
no.
I'm
not doing it.
I know
not
you. I understand. You think the Yankees would say absolutely no to that?
I think, Joe, I'll tell you right now, I think there's a lot of Met fans that would say no.
Really?
A lot. Oh, yeah.
Would you do that trade? Conforto and Matz for Gary Sanchez. Would you do that?
You're going to think I don't think I would.
Okay.
I don't
all
think
right,
I
all
would.
All right.
And I tell you two
and then
reasons.
You get your catcher, and then they could go get Realmuto, and we don't trade Syndergaard.
There is still something about Conforto.
Okay. No, I love
There's
Conforto.
There's something about him.
I love Conforto, but what if Sanchez comes here, and now he's hitting 40 home runs
That'd
every
be
year?
Amazing. And that
and
creates a hole in the rotation as well.
Well, it does. I understand that. I get it.
It's weird. Now we're talking Met Yankee deals, and we actually think you never know they may happen.
Yeah.
It's a new world.
Yeah, it won't happen, though. I'd be shocked.
Probably not. But I'll give Brody credit for this.
It's nice to talk, but talk is, like they say, cheap.
Talk is very cheap, but in the years past, there was not even talk around the Mets at the winter meetings. Like, we get to the winter meetings, and you and I would both be screaming, are the Mets even there? Like, what's going on?
Right,
are they talking
right.
about
Well, we
anything?
Know they're there. I mean, Van Wagoner has very, you know, obviously, with the trade he made already, he's got a very high profile.
That's the difference.
And there's no doubt.
He is at least trying to be creative.
He's
now,
no doubt.
At the end of the day, it's all about actions.
Right.
Rumors and words
right.
mean little.
Right. Right.
It's all about actions.
Indeed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.